Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly up with us this morning. Very busy yesterday. I actually ran into him a few times at the game before and at halftime. So you're up 17-0. And finally, the Panthers go, you know what? What are we doing? Let's get back to doing what everybody else does. Let's start running between the tackles. Are we been a dumbass? What are we doing, man?
What are we doing?
What are everybody we doing? Everybody runs against them. Hell, the Little League team's running against that. Anyway, you heard everything. And Mike going after it pretty good as well after the game. What do you do? I mean, it's bad. What do you do at this point? 1-4, a horrible, horrible loss, and three quarters of really bad football.
At this point, you have to realize that you don't have what you need at nose tackle and at defensive tackle in order to have a successful defense. I know everybody's going to say, oh, you got to play the rookies. Do you? Do you?
You do now.
No, you don't. They're allowing 5.6 yards per carry. And what's stunning is that they know that the play at the defensive line, you know, it's been tragically bad. Like when I say tragic, it's been horrendous.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing. This problem hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse because when you put it on film, teams just continue to copycat one another until you figure out how to stop it. And they even demoted Kenneth Grant. And when he's on the field, teams are hitting him with two blockers because they can drive him down the field and create running lanes. And you just cannot anchor against the run right now. So, and you can't do anything until you can do that.
Omar, the one thing you can't do is bench your first round pick. High first round pick.
Why can't you bench your first round pick?
He's got to keep playing.
Did you bench Noah Igbinoghi when he was out there playing and he cost the game when Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Kenneth Grant is costing the team the game.
So what are you going to do about Savai Nya on the other side too, who's about as bad as you can play right now? So what are you going to do there?
That you got no hope. He's got to continue to play, and you hope.
So what's the difference in one over the other?
One's giving you – Savai is not getting picked on. He's giving you five bad plays a game. That's not the case with Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips, because it's not just Kenneth Grant.
No, it's – by the way, it's a lot of those guys because it's a struggling group right now. There's no question about it. I mean, those numbers yesterday, we literally got that guy, Rico Dattle, like he was like, man, what a – great week for the starting running back to get injured. Have them right.
Get all my numbers
in one frigging game.
He was a 1,000-yard back last year. So people sleeping on. I don't know why Dallas gave up on him. I don't know what the situation is. Why he's there.
He's a good back
like that.
Yeah, no, he's a good back. without the breakaway speed. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. The issue is also the offensive line. The problem is Savanaio would be better if you were able to give him some protection by not always giving the protection to the right side of the offensive line. But, you know, the problem is with the defensive line, you don't have any other options. What are you going to do, play Keon Smith out there or maybe Daniel Brunskill? I don't know.
No, it's thin. It's super thin. I get you. I'm not – yeah. It's thin. The whole thing on both lines is it's thin.
Yeah.
We can agree on that, but like 14 carries for 19 yards and 1.4 average. How much can Mike talk about the defense when they can't run it?
Yeah, no, that was bad as well. Fortunately for them, they could pass the ball. I think Tua had another efficient day. He's back to 100 rated quarterback, which blows my mind because I really don't think he's playing that well, but he's completing 70% of his passes. Back to having 100 passer rating, which, you know, hey, okay. They were not good on third downs yesterday. That was, you know, the final play. And I know you want to get into the punt, which I actually agreed with. You're 4th and 17 at the 15-yard line. What are you going to do? Like, you're not converting a 4th and 17, especially with the protection that you have.
No, it was bad. That's why they didn't do it. Yep.
They kicked the ball. They used their three timeouts. If Bryce Young didn't convert a 3rd and 5 on a penalty by Jack Jones, they would have got the ball back.
Yeah,
with 50 seconds left. So, you know, it is, you know, about roughly 50 seconds left. Who knows what would have happened then? Who knows if they could have blocked the punt? You never
know. I'm not second guessing that, by the way. That was a Woody thing. So, you know, I didn't have 4th and 17, I think is what it was. And you're right. We're going to have no time to throw it, and at that point, offense. But the other one I want to get into is the throw. You did not think that was a good throw on that slant, a little slant to Waddle. It's over his head. Please, he got one hand on it. If not, if he didn't get a hand on it, things gonna get picked most likely. That's got to be a lower throw.
That's got to be a lower throw. I haven't seen it from good angles, so I can't sit there and criticize that one. They miss passes. I mean, it's, you know, I think I watched the rush. He had to step up or step back or something. It doesn't matter. You elite quarterbacks make those plays. But then the series before, he makes the touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle.
Waddle made nice play, nice stutter and go, nice separation. It was it was beautiful.
All the defense has to do is get a stop, and you should win the game. But you know can't stop a nosebleed.
No. Hey, I got to ask you the comments after the game, Mike. Did you take it, Mike, going after Anthony Weaver pretty good on the schemes and stuff a little bit, not making adjustments, or did other people read into that differently?
I don't think it's on Anthony Weaver. Anthony Weaver's trying a lot of things. Mike knows. Mike doesn't do anything on defense. Let's be real about it. So you know, Weaver's trying things. What is Mike going to go? Mike going to go coach the defense for a week? What do you want? What do you want him to do? Like, you know, just sit there and listen and try to figure out. This is a personnel issue. This is not a scheme issue. This is a personnel issue.
I agree with the whole thing, because we thought it was thin, and now we're going, it's worse than thin. Yeah, no, it's. I agree with you, Omar, and we've been talking, Woody and I have been talking about that this morning. So what's going to happen? I got 9,000 messages last night asking, so what's going to happen? We get it, and they say the same things after every game. All the same things are said. It's not acceptable. Yeah. But we're hanging together and all. So what?
Yeah.
What do we tell everybody? What do we tell? You're the bridge to the fans. So what do you tell them's going to happen? I want to hear this one as one of the more popular guys we have on the beat.
No, there's nothing going to happen right now. They're going to continue to dig themselves a deeper hole. What should happen is they should go and sign. Coach, any kind of defensive lineman that can give them a pulse. This is a disaster, and it's not going to get any better until you actually get people who can anchor down. I mean, what is the other option? Are we going to go switch to a complete 4-3? Is that what you want to do?
Actually, it's funny you said that. It is funny you said that because there are people. I remember we went through some three-man problems, and we switched it, and some guys weren't comfortable with it. We went to a four-man defensive line, and I wonder if that's something to go. By the way, do you really believe after Chris Greer drafted those guys and Mike signed off on it that they're just going to give up on all those young guys at this point after five games? Do you think that's going to happen? And I know they've been bad. I know how they're grading out. Do you think Chris Greer, who's already on the hottest seat in the world, and now we're going, and so Mr. Ross makes a private call to Mike and goes, "Hey, Mike, what's he doing?" He goes, "These guys that Chris Greer got me, they can't play. I mean, how's that going to go?" I think we lost him. So I wonder why he got so quiet, man. That was Omar getting very quiet there for a second. Yeah, I am not giving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Up on them, man. They're not, and hey, man, if the confidence is shot, then I agree. If confidence is shot, and everybody, your assistant D-line coach and Austin Clark goes, "Hey, man, he lost it. We got to work on getting it back." That wasn't the message I got before the game yesterday. And then Zeke Biggers, do you start? If it's going to be like this, we might as well play him if it's about the future. It's bad. Dead last, 174 yards a game, 5.6 average. It's bad right now. Nobody's questioning that's a problem. Like, right. And I'm not looking for other people to blame. And, you know, I get it. That's number one. That's number one. Nobody would argue when you're 32 in a big number. And by the way, the one on the other side is we're just not good on the D and offensive lines right now. It's not good enough. Not good enough. Anyway,
you were saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened, but
No, we were just talking about Chris Greer drafting those guys. You don't think he can let Mike just give up on all those young guys, do you? On the D-line?
You should be yes. Everybody should be fighting for their own personal survival at this point. Like, do you think Mike doesn't have three more games with this offensive line playing like this? Like, do you think I'm going to let Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips take me down? Like, do you really think that, you know? And a lot of people think that Anthony Weaver is going to be the interim head coach. The defense is the number one problem on this team. So why would I be elevating a defensive coordinator who's really the worst problem, biggest problem, his unit's the biggest problem on the team? I don't know how do you fix that.
I'm guessing if Anthony Weaver could be really honest about the situation, I'm guessing he's not overly excited about the group he has, right? I mean, I guess, you know, and every coach thinks they can, you can coach them up. Austin, coach them up.
Yeah.
Joe, coach them up. Hey, let's coach them up and get after it. And then you're going, now you're sitting here five games in and things are getting worse, not better. And that Carolina team ran the ball like they're the Eagles last year. Really?
But let me ask you a question, Joe. When you have a problem, just like when we had the offensive line problem, you saw that they claimed Cole Strange, right?
Yeah, and he's starting.
You have a defensive problem. What have you done to address it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Unless you make those drastic changes that we're talking about, which I don't think they're going to do, and that's put more big bodies on the defensive line. But I don't think
they got to. They have. I don't know why Zeke Biggers hasn't played at this point.
I'm with you at that. Hey man, what we're getting? Why not put old Zeke out there and let him grow? Let's see what he can do. I agree.
Like you're not going to do anything defensively until you start the run. And at this point, these rookies have had to have lost their confidence.
And I told you, if that's a deal, and Austin Clark says, which again, you know, it's a bad look for those guys too. Like, damn, yeah. You know, we're trying to coach them up. Now I see that guys kind of not, you know, now they haven't had success and they've been so good at Michigan and dominating. And God, we took them and we're so excited. We got handpicked the guy we actually wanted. That was it, Kenneth Grant. And oh my God, Kenneth, it's just going to take you a while, if ever, man. And you start worrying about that stuff. I agree. By the way, the other problem is, with this being able to run the ball, when they do decide to throw it, you got guys open everywhere because you're so worried about the run, right? Yeah. You get frozen up and guys are running corner routes and
you're blitzing. And Anthony Weaver said something. He's like, he had to justify why he's blitzing so much because that's not his way generally. And he's like, I'm blitzing to stop the run. And I thought to myself, ooh, that's problem number one.
Yeah.
You're blitzing to stop the run?
Run blitzes, man. Called run blitzes. Guys hitting gaps where you're getting gapped, where your linemen are getting blown up. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a recipe for disaster, Joe.
No, it's bad everywhere. You worried about this thing getting a little shaky? I know Mike right away said, no, we're together. I checked the room out. It's like, hey, we're all good, Mike.
Mike is delusional at this point, unfortunately. I think we're at the severing point. You know, a loss to the Chargers and this thing is going to start unraveling real fast.
Omar, you actually, I think, you know, people at the top listen to what you say. What do you think happens if this continues the losing different ways, but same problems? What happens? Where does Stephen Ross, who I know I think he truly likes Mike, and I know he loves Chris. So what happens going forward? Keep everybody, or?
I mean, everybody is going to get whacked eventually. The problem is, if you whack somebody during the season, does it fix any of the issues or problems that you have?
Can it get any worse?
Yeah, it could get worse. Yeah, it actually can get worse. It very well can get worse. You know, Terrell Dotson just, you know, suffered a head injury. Head injuries are never good one way or the other. I don't think he's just going to magically pop up as a linebacker and play next week. So we'll get to see probably Willie Gay step up. You know, I know KJ Britt played last week and he's probably better against the run, but you know, Willie Gay is going to get opportunity and maybe KJ gets opportunity, but you asked if it can get worse. Joe, it can get worse. I promise you it can get worse.
Do they try to run the ball against the Chargers? Do we try it?
See, that's the thing. I don't know if teams just said, hey, no more Tyreek Hill. We ain't got to worry about that. Let's just contain Devon Achane. Let's just stop the run. And I noticed early in the game, they were using Devon in a lot of those Tyreek Hill packages.
Yep.
You know, Ali wasn't giving them anything from the run game standpoint. I don't know if this was scheme. I haven't looked at the film yet. I don't know if this was just a different approach, scheme related. Carolina said they didn't do anything extra or different. But yeah, the recipe against Miami, take away the run, make them one-dimensional, and they should be easy to beat.
I got so many things to talk about real quickly. How do you explain Darren Waller not catching the ball in the second half after the first half he had, including two right down the middle? You're going to tell me what took it away again? I want to hear this one because is it too deep, Joe, again? Yeah.
Honestly, Joe, I think you just ran out of place. I Darren Waller, what has he got? 25, 26 plays in his arsenal right now? Do you think he has a whole playbook?
Well, whatever it is, he's seen in his life all the routes. He's run them all.
Yeah,
there's got to
yeah.
be a way as I yeah. clearly becoming your second best receiver to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
That he gets shut out. And what kind of adjustment could they have made to shut out somebody that good?
I'm surprised he's that good. That's one of the bright spots of this season.
Yeah.
However, I will remind you that he's practiced for what, all of 2 weeks on a limited basis.
No, I got you. If it's limited snap count, I get that. Hey, real quickly
I think Mike ran out of plays for Darren Waller. Okay. I really think they utilized us about as much as they got.
Okay, and then Jalen Wright not active for that game. What's going on there? It wasn't too many months ago that they were pumped about him during minicamp. What happened?
He suffered a knee injury. I don't think he's all the way back. Okay. And to be honest with you, Ollie Gordon is better at this point. Now, why would you go into a game with only two running backs? You know, maybe that's a special teams issue.
Either that or they just knew they're going to throw the hell out of it and not run much because that's what they did. Hey. Thank you, Omar. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys.
All right. Omar Kelly joining us this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.